Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I am really excited to welcome to our program today Patricia Goldstone. She's the author of the new book, Interlock, Art Conspiracy, and the Shadow Worlds of Mark Lombardi. Now, if the name Mark Lombardi sounds familiar, you may know him for his art, but was it just art? That is one of the things that comes up in this book, Interlock, as well as the connections that are being made. The cover, I think, did not make as much sense to me as it did after I read the book, because it really shows how the world of art was so much connected to so many other things, as was Mark Lombardi. We're going to talk to Patricia not only about the journey of writing this book, but what was it like for her to take this journey into his life, into his world, into what inspired him and the relationships he was interlocked with, and how those tied into his death and beyond. If you're just now hearing about the book Interlock, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with Patricia as well as get the book for yourself. But Patricia, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hello, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is definitely all mine. As I said, you know, the cover meant more to me as I was going throughout the book, and I kept going back to it and referring back to not only, of course, the circles, but the, you know, but the lines and the arrows. And I think it really does show how interconnected the world of the arts was, especially when it came to Mark Lombardi, but him being the common denominator. I mean, what was it like for you, Patricia, as you began this journey to see how not only was there ties to politics, but also finance and so many individuals that we maybe heard about but never knew the connection to?
Well, Mark was a conceptual artist, which means he drew ideas and not water lilies. Some people consider him to be the first great artist of the 21st century. He's unique in art because he used interlocks to create his work. Now, interlocks are flowcharts, which are used to trace overly cozy relationships between boards of directors. They're common in accounting and in certain types of litigation, but certainly not in art.
Right.
So Mark used them to draw, as you say, a continual visual history of the interconnections between intelligence and organized crime and corporations and governments in the shadow banking industry we've heard so much about since 2007. Now, the book really, you know, the journey is an interesting one because the way I began it shows you what tiny things books can grow out of. I read a piece about Lombardi in the Wall Street Journal that came out about a year after his death. And the journal does these little pencil sketches of its subjects, as you know, and there was a sketch of a goofy-looking artist with one of his drawings raying out behind his head. The drawing caught my eye, and I realized it was an interlock, and I wondered why the journal, which is one of our preeminent business publications, didn't even mention that here was an artist who created art out of interlocks. So I clipped the piece, and I carefully filed it away in my oddities file and didn't take it out again until 2007, when I was finished with a book I was working on and the financial tiles started falling off the roof. That's when I started reading up on Mark Lombardi, and I found myself wondering if the 2008 financial crisis could be traced in any way to the connections he made in his work. But even more than that, I'm fascinated by characters who make us look at history in a totally different way.
Right.
So I'm pretty much Mark's age, and his biography, which the first part of the book is in many ways a portrait of our generation. But it's also a vehicle I can drive through a very large swath of pretty amazing undiscovered financial history. So I'm a dramatist as well as a biographer and a historian, and I was really also fascinated by him as a character, how this one working-class guy who was armed with nothing more than a bachelor's in fine arts could figure out things that even a Senate investigating committee couldn't.
Right. Right. And I think that is the interesting thing. And it's so interesting for me in hearing you recount how this all began, Patricia, that it all began with a clipping. And you know, then of course to go from there. Have you always been? When I was prepping for this segment, I thought to myself. I mean, because the way that you took us into not only Lombardi's life, but the way that he was interlocked with others, the way that individuals, of course, again, you know, the former presidents were interlocked, you know, with business and finance. You know, it really shows how there are so many different ways that people are connected, and how the things that they're connected to, you know, has a much larger implication. Have you always been a person who's been interested in piecing together the puzzle, as it were, of how things come together, how different things happen, and what led to different things?
Yes, absolutely. I like puzzles, and Mark was a great big puzzle.
And I think that is again goes to the way that it's kind of pieced together. I mentioned to you before we went on here, when I was reading the book, because I had never, of course, like most people, I believe, Patricia, if they're honest, you know, had never really looked at Lombardi as an individual and what drove him before. And you're able to kind of capture that in the book. And part of that you were able to pick up on was how, you know, his emotions, unfortunately, his anger, how that was one of the things that really did drive him, lead to his intent, as you address it in the book. I mean, what was it like for you to kind of peel back the layers and to realize how this all began for him?
Well, Uta Hagen, who was a great actress, once said that anger is the powerful energy of the soul, and it's put there like all energy for good and useful purposes. And I was just very intrigued by how Mark, as a human being, made use of the things that they were shortcomings to most people. I mean, one of the things that really astonished me in writing this book is that he came up with this huge, infinitely complex concept that created the whole of his work in order to compensate for the fact that he couldn't really draw. But, yeah, you know, because he couldn't draw, because he lacked the technical facility to become the great artist, you know, like Leonardo da Vinci, that he wanted to be more than anything else, because he didn't have the technical skills, he compensated by conceptualizing, which was something he was very, very good at, very quick, very articulate, and very verbal. So, you know, he managed to integrate art and narrative and art and information, and I think he is absolutely unique in the course of art history in that sense.
And Patricia, what about the powerful relationships, you know, that he formed and became a part of? I mean, what was that like for you to kind of to bring together and to show how they also interlock with finance and, you know, government, and I think in all the things that make for, you know, not only, you know, great movies, but also as we find in the book, you know, that really do lead to what is the financial crisis?
Well, you know, you have to dig down many layers with someone like Mark to get to the beginning, to get to what really drove him. And because I attacked his story with the tools of biography and historiography rather than art criticism and art history, you know, I was trying to get at what was actually in the drawings themselves, you know, that might have motivated someone to try to put him out of the way. So, you know, one of the many things that I think is so unique about him is how he began this work. He was living in Houston. He had gone down there to work as a curator, which was quite an important job for a young man straight out of college. He lost his job due to circumstances that I go into in the book, which have to do with one of the families he pursued in his work. But he sort of went underground, and he started researching some of the financial scandals that were ruining the Texas economy at the time. This would have been in the mid-1980s. And he was recruited. I was not able to discover if money actually changed hands. But he was recruited by quite a prominent Texas politician to look into the connections between the Texas subprime scandals and the funding trail for Iran-Contra. And his task was to draw out these connections and make them readable and logical.
And I think, again, that is the thing that makes this so interesting, and the stuff that movies are definitely made up. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Patricia Goldstone is our guest for this segment. We're talking to her about not only Mark Lombardi, but the book Interlock. And there are so many individuals that we find that are interlocked in this book, but Art Conspiracy and the Shadow World of Mark Lombardi. You know, do you find that one of the interesting things is that this many years later, Patricia, that there is still so much interest and curiosity into what actually happened with him and how, you know, how his death was maybe linked to other things?
Well, you know, it's not surprising to me, really, because what he was drawing was a financial system of systems, which is probably still at work today. And I think that there is a lot that is not explained or explicable by ordinary means these days. I think, you know, things happen and it's very hard to get a clear view of what's causing them. And I think one thing Mark's work does, if you look at it in its totality, and you have to realize that all of his drawings linked together and they form a 360-degree panoramic vision of the financial underbelly of realpolitik. I should think that people would continue to be interested in him for a very long time, for as long as the effects of what he was drawing go on.
Well, I have to say, and this is just myself being honest with you, and I was going to say this in my review on Amazon.com, I probably would never have looked into Lombardi if it had not been for you in this book. And I think you've done really all of us a great service for those who may not have been as aware of his work and his significance and his relationships. What has it been like for you to hear from people like myself, Patricia, who maybe have maybe heard the name before but never really knew the man as you're able to bring him to us in this book?
Well, it's been wonderful. I hear from a very broad range of people. I hear from mechanical engineers. I hear from special ops personnel. I hear from people in the art world. I hear from people who are just ordinary readers. And I'm very thankful to hear from all of them.
Yeah. What was your goal? I mean, I know as someone who gets into history and also, you know, is one of the individuals who loves to be able to bring information to the fore, what was the ultimate goal for you to be able to do in not only sharing his life and work this way, but also, you know, the world that he lived in?
Well, I wanted to put the puzzle together. I think that was part of the goal. But I also, he once said that he began his drawings, all of his drawings, which amount to about 26 monumental works dealing with various scandals like the Bank of Credit and Commerce International and the Iran-Contra scandal and the Silverado scandal and the World Commerce Corporation scandal. I'm sorry, I've kind of lost my train of thought.
Not a problem. Well, let me ask you this. Do you feel as though part of what you wanted to accomplish, Patricia, is to allow us to see, you know, the man maybe behind just the name, being able to see that there was more to him, I mean, than just the art, that there was really something else that he was trying to bring to the forefront?
Well, yes, of course. What I was trying to say was that he once said that his drawings constituted one continual drawing in his head, and that he began it as a narrative, and he couldn't write it because the story became too large for him, and he had to draw it out. So one of the things that I really wanted to do in writing the book was to try and if not finish that narrative for him, because I don't think it will be finished in our lifetimes, at least pull it forward and try to get more clarity on where it's going. That's what the second part of the book is all about.
Right, exactly. I'm sorry. I was just going to ask you, I mean, what surprised you the most about this journey as you began to kind of, take the path and to see the different interlocks that appeared? What surprised you the most about what you found out about Lombardi?
Well, I think the thing that surprised me most about him as a person was the way that he was so brilliantly able to compensate for his lack of technical skill by coming up with this huge idea. I mean, that was amazing and really very life-affirming in many ways. I think what is most surprising about his work is the fact that he was actually able to trace this financial system of systems all the way back to a trove of World War II treasure that had been sequestered by Allied forces to fight the global war on communism to come. You know, and when you think about that, and when you think about where he took that journey, it's quite amazing.
Right.
In its scope.
And I think that is the thing, again, that people will find so fascinating about not only this book, Patricia, but I think also about the man. And that, again, I was really surprised at how much I was able to learn but did not know. And I think there are so many people who will feel that same way, especially when it comes to the power that was surrounding him, that he was connected to, and how one kind of led into the other. And then, of course, the questions that are there, that people, I'm sure, will continue to be able to ask and to try to figure out the answer. But the idea that you've been able to bring this life together this way through his art and show how it was connected to so many different areas of power, Patricia, I think is so amazing. And that is one of the things I definitely took away from the book. Again, everyone, Patricia Goldstone has been our guest. She's not only a journalist and author. The book Interlock is really an amazing read. You have to pick it up for yourself. Art Conspiracy and the Shadow World of Mark Lombardi. The book is available, of course, through our friends at Amazon.com. You guys can definitely go over there and get it for yourself in a variety of means, of course, either for the Kindle version or the hardcover version like I have. Patricia, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, my website is patriciagoldstone.com or patriciagoldstone.net. There's a Contact Me button. I'd be delighted to hear from your audience. And please contact me.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you again, and thank you so much for bringing this history, I think, and the layers of it to light for all of us, Patricia. I think you're definitely doing a great service for us, and not only being able to understand the man, but also the circumstances in which he lived in and the worlds that he traveled in as well, and how they all were interlocked together, and also a part of things that we've heard about and maybe not have put the connection to when it comes to not only to Lombardi, but also the work that he did. So I hope you'll come back. We'd love to have you back on the program again.
Well, I would love to be back on the program again, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you. You do the same, Patricia. Thank you again for the time. Again, everyone, Patricia Goldstone has been our guest. Make sure you all pick up this book. It really is, I think, a great read, and I think, it takes you into a history that, like I said, I did not know before, but it definitely is able to help you better understand the man behind the headlines and the man, of course, even behind the work, and better understand also the circumstances in which he lived in and was a part of as well. Again, Interlock is the title, Art Conspiracy and the Shadow World of Mark Lombardi. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.